This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of two hearings today on Capitol Hill, where the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is the one and only witness, has begun before the House Judiciary Committee. It will be followed by an afternoon hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Some Democrats say they're hoping revelations from the hearings will help their efforts to impeach President Trump, but Mueller comes as a reluctant witness. He said that his 448-page printed report should speak for itself. Yesterday in the Oval Office.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your kind words.
Mark Esper speaks after being sworn in as the new Defense Secretary.
For your confidence in me and for this incredible opportunity.
No injuries after an EF1 tornado tears across part of Cape Cod, Massachusetts late yesterday, ripping the roof off a hotel in the town of Yarmouth. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
After weeks of protests and calls for his resignation, the Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello is reportedly going to step down today. This is amid a scandal involving some messages leaked in which he and his associates make fun of victims of Hurricane Maria and also make homophobic comments. Meanwhile, the Puerto Rican Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Justin Velez-Hagan says besides Rosero, the people of Puerto Rico remain in a financial and fiscal crisis like they've been in for more than a decade.
In my opinion, the president should appoint a federal coordinator for the recovery of Puerto Rico, a middle office of sorts that oversees those transparent mechanisms that are put into place to ensure that the funds get to that end user that deserves it and doesn't get caught up with in the hands of, less than scrupulous middlemen, political leaders.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. NASA says three asteroids will make close passes by the planet today. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
President Trump now suing to try to block the House Ways and Means Committee from accessing his tax returns. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
It was only 2 weeks after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing the state to share their information with the U.S. Congress. The lawsuit also names New York Attorney General Letitia James and New York's tax chief Michael Schmidt. The president accused congressional Democrats of seeking his tax returns and personal financial information solely to embarrass him. It calls on the federal court in Washington, D.C. to declare that the House committee lacks a legitimate legislative purpose for obtaining the president's tax information. The president hasn't disclosed any tax information since announcing his candidacy. While he's refused repeated calls by lawmakers to release his federal tax returns, his New York state returns could contain much of the same information. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a new TV ad campaign targeting teen vaping as the Food and Drug Administration released the public service announcements yesterday. They're called Magic, and they show a British street magician surprising teens by turning e-cigarette devices into traditional nicotine cigarettes. The FDA says the goal is to connect the two products so that teens understand that e-cigarettes are just as addicting. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody...
Hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. With us right now, Raheel Raza, President of the Council for Muslims Facing Tomorrow, author of the book Their Jihad, Not My Jihad, award-winning journalist, public speaker, and activist for human rights, featured in the award-winning documentary Honored Diaries. Raheel, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm great. Thank you.
Well, a lot of conversation, boy, I'll tell you, it has really been spurred on by this freshman class, particularly Ilhan Omar out of Minnesota, and the conflict that she has created here in this country. And, you know, people are trying to sort this out, Raheel, and I really thought that you could bear some reason on, you know, what is happening here and how we can best respond to it.
Well, yes, it is a very challenging situation. You know, when Ilhan Omar was first elected to Congress, people called me and said, you must be very proud as a Muslim woman that a Muslim woman has been elected. And initially, yes, that was the idea. But as soon as she opened her mouth, I distanced myself from her as a Muslim activist and as a practicing observant Muslim, because nothing that she is saying falls into the rubric of what I believe, which is human rights for everyone. And I started questioning her agenda, and not just her agenda, but the agenda of the three other women who are now part of what is known as the squad.
Squad.
because, you know, it's a similar rhetoric. Now, what I have been trying to do, and I hope that this will help, is trying to figure out what exactly is their agenda and where are they coming from, these women, especially Ilhan Omar. Are they speaking for the well-being of America, for Americans, for the country that elected her to the position that she is in? And it is a position of great responsibility.
Exactly.
This is not just your Joe Blow who's speaking. She is an elected congresswoman. And she, that comes with certain sense of responsibility. And she has been very irresponsible in her rhetoric. So the question is she pursuing a personal agenda or is she pursuing an agenda of someone else? It has all the hallmarks of the Muslim Brotherhood agenda. And so these are questions that Americans need to ask because they are, after all, the ones who have elected her to this position. Now, every time she opens her mouth, she says something very negative, either about the United States or the President of the United States. Now, I believe, as a person who lives in a democracy, that you don't always have to agree with your leader. But there has to be a certain amount of respect.
Exactly.
There has been nothing but abuse coming from these women, both for the president and his family and his policies and for the United States of America. So what is one supposed to think? And then when he responds, not in an abusive way, but by saying, okay, if you hate America, if you don't like the president,
right,
then leave.
Right.
And so, and when that happens, then these women play the identity card. They fall
right
back on race, on minority, on color, everything that they can pull out of their sleeve, so to speak. But, you know, and they shouted racism. And a lot of people have followed the bandwagon and said, oh, this was racism on part of President Trump.
Yeah, like, particularly the media. The media jumped all over that.
Yeah, as a minority brown Muslim woman. Mm. It is not racist. What is racist is how they have perpetuated hate against Israel, against the Jewish people, against America, against the president. That is the real racism,
mm-hmm,
because it reeks of bigotry, it reeks of hatred. But of course, if a white man is on the other side, in today's atmosphere of political correctness and, you know, the regressive left pushing the agenda, you can't have racism against the white man because, you know, that's not accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is an atrocity.
Right. Well, Raheel, you know, the thing that's being omitted very conveniently by the mainstream media is the complete context of what President Trump had to say to the women. You know, if you don't like it, then, you know, go back to where you came from, fix it, and then come back and teach us how to fix it. If you have a better way. So it wasn't just, you know, get out of here. It's like, hey, look, at the door's open, you know, come on back. But, of course, what they wanted to respond to was the one line, because that was a convenient, you know, troll for the mainstream media.
This is what has been happening. Mm-hmm. Since President Trump was elected, things that, right, you know, his words are taken out of context. The meaning is warped and mutated. But, you know, how unfair is it that they can say whatever they want? Every time they open their mouth, they don't think about what they're saying. They can spout hate, they can spout racism, bigotry, abuse, and that's acceptable and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when he says something, it's taken totally out of context, as I said. Now, right, I can tell you, as a Canadian, I have said this too. I have said this to people who don't like this country, who want to bring Sharia law, who want to implement their own agenda, that, look, if you hate this country where you have come by choice, mm-hmm, then, hey, you know, go back to a country where you can practice these things.
Exactly.
And it can give you a one-way ticket to wherever
right,
you want to go.
Exactly.
So, you know, people must stop and think. They must analyze the words of Ilhan Omar and figure out where they're coming from. And let me tell you, they're not coming from a place of love for the country or love for the people. They're coming from a very, you know, hate-filled.
Well, how was she raised, Raheel? I mean, she was raised in Somalia, so there is a worldview that she brings, and there is no, I mean, I've known of other people who, I mean, yourself included. I mean, you raised in another area, you come, you enjoy democracy, you go, whoa, hey, maybe I need to make some adjustments here, and whether it's you, Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, others, you know, you adjust, but there's no adjustment from her. It's like she's taking her worldview of what she was led to believe, what she was taught in Somalia, she's brought it here and now trying to convert the American way of life to Sharia.
Well, imposing her own agenda, her own, mm-hmm, thoughts. And let me tell you that I have been to Minneapolis more than once and I have spoken to the Somali community there. They are not of the same worldview as she is. In fact, there's so many problems embedded within the Somali community, including the radicalization of their young people by Al-Shabaab, this, mm-hmm, terrorist organization in Somalia. And I met a group of women called Mothers Against Youth Radicalization. And they're asking for help. You know, most of them have come, they've adapted, they've adjusted to the American way, they appreciate, you know, all the benefits that one gets living in a democracy, and so do I.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I came as an immigrant from a country where I didn't even have the right as a Muslim woman to speak out. So I appreciate the values, but of course there is constructive criticism. We don't always agree with our leaders, but we have to respect them because they are elected leaders, and that's what a democracy is all about. Constructive criticism is always acceptable. But to use hateful rhetoric against a particular people, I'm especially concerned about her anti-Semitism. And, you know, in this past year, what she and Rashida Tlaib have done is tried to normalize the concept of anti-Semitism by making it, you know, an everyday rhetoric. And that is never acceptable.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We got more from Raheel Raza after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
They'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the
Thank you.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Raheel Raza continues with us, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, a founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement and the International Human Rights Activist. Raheel, you were saying earlier that you have visited the Somalia community there in Minnesota.
In Minneapolis.
And so you know firsthand. Of the people there, I mean, because it was interesting, they did a man on the street interview recently, and that was broadcast on, I think it was Fox News, and every man that they interviewed, at least this is, of course, it's edited, so it's kind of hard to tell, but the predominant persuasion you came away from watching it was that they wanted Sharia law there. They didn't believe in the U.S. Constitution, and they also didn't like the United States of America. They'd much rather live in Somalia. So the natural question is, what are you doing here, right?
Well, yes, and the natural answer is that you are here to enjoy the benefits, to enjoy the freedom, to enjoy the democracy. I mean, let's compare what life in Somalia would be like for a woman like Ilhan Omar, and let's see where she is now. People very get their roots and their, where they have come from. Mm-hmm. And it's always important to remember that, you know, this is what is happening on the other side of the ocean. And there are many issues within the Somali community and other immigrant communities and issues facing America with their youth, with female genital mutilation, with the rights of women. Now, female genital mutilation is dominant in the Somali community, but I've never heard Ilhan Omar address her concerns about it or, you know, make or talk about it or create a panel in which this discussion could take place. Mm-hmm. You know, she rarely condemns terrorism, extremism that is taking place in the name of Islam, a faith that she follows and a faith that I follow.
Right. Well, she spoke of it
in the picture.
Yeah, she spoke of it quite proudly, as a matter of fact, in a recent interview, and talked about whenever they were referring to ISIS, you know, their shoulders came up and they were proud, you know. But yet America, I thought, you know, and she almost contradicted herself because she says anywhere else in the world, people mention America and, you know, there is some sense of, you know, I don't want to say reverence, but certainly respect for the country. But she says here in the United States, because of her worldview being what it is, you know, she doesn't relate. She just sees it as one big hypocrisy.
Well, then, you know what the president said was absolutely correct. If she's so unhappy and if she doesn't like it, then why is she here? you know, she's not trying to bring about any positive change. A positive change would be to address the issues that are assailing, you know, the United States and the people and the world in general. So, you know, there are two main issues here that we must understand. The biggest threat to the world today is globalism and Islamism.
Mm-hmm.
Not Islam, the faith, but Islamism, which is political Islam.
Right.
And if we can't address that in positions of power, then there is something wrong with the worldview. And she does not address these issues. In fact, what she is saying is leading into these issues and supporting the Islamists in their agendas. And they are becoming confident because, you know, here you have an elected congresswoman who, you know, laughs when she talks about Al-Qaeda and says mm-hmm. some people did something when she talks about 9/11. I mean, what kind of rhetoric is this coming from her?
Well, it's accommodating for her worldview. But
well,
you know, the thing is...
Then her right. worldview needs to be questioned. And
right.
it should be questioned by the Democrats, you know, who she is shaming every single day. And she is a disgrace to Muslims at large. And, you know, I totally distance myself from whatever kind of Islam or faith that she follows because it does not allow you to humiliate other people the way she does. And
exactly.
so, you know, she needs to do some deep thinking about this. And so do the American people.
Well, particularly her district.
Yeah.
You know, are they going to reelect her or are they going to say, look, this doesn't represent us? Because based on what you're telling me, I take away from it that the majority of Muslims there in Minneapolis think quite a bit differently than the way Ilhan Omar is presenting.
What I had gathered because, mm-hmm. you know, the Muslims that I have talked to, that I've spoken to, you know, reform Muslims, especially those who have come here by choice, don't agree with what she is saying, but then she is also in a very dangerous trajectory because she is opening young people's minds to the idea that it's okay to say these kinds of things. Now, you know, in my work with the Clarion Project, I'm on their advisory board. We deal with something known as nonviolent extremism, you know, which is not open terrorism or violent terrorism, but which is extremism of the kind that she is promoting. It is extremist thought. It is a mindset which is very different from what this country talks about. And so she is opening the doors to this, and we are dealing at the moment with a situation in which youth are being radicalized.
Yes.
And, you know, there are cases in every state, in all 50 states, of young people who have been radicalized. How do people get radicalized? They get radicalized because they are taught hate. No one is born a radical or an extremist. They become this way because they're taught hate and they're taught to dehumanize the other. And how do you dehumanize is by constantly negating the other.
Exactly.
You know, we live in a country, both Canada and the United States and North America. There are people from all different parts of the world and those who follow different faiths and those who follow no faith. And if we want respect for ourselves, we have to respect everyone equally.
Exactly.
And have a respectful discourse about our differences, which is very, very legitimate. However, to constantly slam one community without accountability is definitely not acceptable and should never be acceptable to America.
Well, a lot of what you're sharing with us, you know, Tlaib falls in the same category in terms of a compromised worldview, a worldview that doesn't promote and look for America's best interest. And she's being exposed big time as well. I mean, she was raised as a Palestinian. So how would a Palestinian feel about America's relationship with Israel?
Well, there are many who live there, who live here, and they accept it. And that is exactly what I'm speaking about, that when we come to a different country, when we come as immigrants, there has to be some adjustment, some, you know, acceptance of the rule of law, some acceptance of values. And this is what the bottom line is. It is the values, and we embrace the values of gender equality, of a liberal democracy, of respectful differences, of, you know, as I said, respecting each other and another way of life.
Mm-hmm.
And to dehumanize and to negate a people and a country en masse in generalizations is definitely not acceptable, especially in the United States of America. And
well,
the hate is so much, then obviously I support what the president said, then, you know, this is not the place for you.
And I think you've put your finger right on the pulse of the problem, and that is, this is driven by hate. There's no love, there's no compassion, and this is what people are resisting, and this is why it was quite organic what happened in North Carolina at the president's campaign stop there, where the people were saying, you know, send her home, send her back. You know, they're just fed up with people, you know, dissing America. If it's not our flag, it's our patriotism. And, you know, they've had it with this political correctness. And
it's correct, because there is always a reaction to something like this. But when the reaction happens, then, as I said, if you fall back on Islamophobia and bigotry and racism and call, you know, every card up your sleeve, then the other side gets, you know, get silenced. Especially the term Islamophobia, it is used so often by people who are of this Islamist mindset, because it is a word that is used to shut up any conversation.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Being racist,
right.
You know, they feel bad, and then they stop saying things.
Mm-hmm. Well, what people have to maintain is that they know what's in their heart, and continue to be courageous, because you've got to confront this. You know, even for the good of Omar and Tlaib and the others, you know, you've got to be able to have this conversation. This is why our founding fathers made the First Amendment, you know, the First Amendment, you know, this right for free speech, so that we can discuss these issues and be able to debate them in the open square, so that we don't get frustrated. And as you said early on, if you get invalidated enough, then you're going to start to strike out, because, you know, then you open the door to hatred.
Yes, you do. And that's never a good thing.
No, not at all. Raheel Raza, Clarion Project Advisory Board member, founding member of the Muslim Reformer Movement, and an Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now, 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first of two hearings today on Capitol Hill where the former special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, is the one and only witness has begun. Before the House Judiciary Committee, it will be followed by an afternoon hearing in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Some Democrats say they're hoping revelations from the hearings will help their efforts to impeach President Trump, but Mueller comes as a reluctant witness. He said that his 448-page printed report should speak for itself. Yesterday in the Oval Office.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your kind words.
Mark Esper speaks after being sworn in as the new Defense Secretary.
For your confidence in me and for this incredible opportunity.
No injuries after an EF1 tornado tears across part of Cape Cod, Massachusetts late yesterday, ripping the roof off a hotel in the town of Yarmouth. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Sonny, thank you for the truth you've let me see. Sonny, thank you for the facts from A to Z.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You have the sense that this is what the Democrats are singing to Mueller right now as the hearings are underway. Quite interesting. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. At 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Pasco joins us now, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director and TPP's man in Washington. Bill, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and I like the original version of that.
Yeah, I do too myself a little bit, but I thought the lyric itself was appropriate, only considering that the Democrats are just grabbing for their determination of the facts and what they're trying to extract from the Mueller hearing in hopes of.
I'll give you a news update.
Yes.
Not 2 minutes ago, because I'm sitting here watching the Mueller hearing as it goes on live.
Right.
Not 2 minutes ago, under questioning from Steve Chabot from Ohio, Republican from Ohio, the former special counsel just indicated that he's basically never heard the name Glenn Simpson.
Unbelievable.
GPS.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He said it was outside. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's outside my purview. What does that mean?
Yeah.
How could this? I mean, this investigation took 22 months at a cost of $35 million, 500 search warrants, 500 witnesses, 2,800 subpoenas, and he says he's not familiar with Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS? Wow.
Well, yeah, it is amazing.
That really raises questions about the depth of this investigation.
Yeah, and you would, and of course, what, you know, Special Prosecutor Mueller had said was that, you know, they were very careful, they were thorough in doing this, and it does bring to question, doesn't it?
It raises very serious questions. I mean, I've read the 448 pages. I can tell you, clearly he doesn't go into any kind of investigation or revealing what any investigation found about the role of Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson in this entire episode. But we know, for instance, about the June 2016 Trump Tower meeting, the famous meeting where Don Jr. and Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort sat in a room in a meeting that had been set up by a contact of theirs from Russia who said, hey, we've got some dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government, and this is where Don Jr. replied by email, hey, if it's what you say, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went ahead, they took the meeting with this woman. Her name was Natalia Veselnitskaya, and it turned out she didn't have any dirt on Hillary Clinton. That was a ruse to get her into a room with them so she could then start lobbying them on repealing the Magnitsky Act, which is a U.S. law that has to do with sanctions against certain members of the Russian government. And you know, this is the meeting where 10 minutes into it, Jared Kushner realized that they had all been hoodwinked, and he had used his BlackBerry to send a message to his secretary saying, hey, call me right now and give me an excuse to get out of this meeting because this is
right.
a bunch of junk.
Exactly.
Okay. So Veselnitskaya, what we didn't know at the time is that Veselnitskaya had hired Fusion GPS to do work for her in Washington as part of her lobbying campaign to have this American law with sanctions against Russians overturned.
Now, wasn't there something with Russian adoption on this too, Bill?
Yes. So the Magnitsky Act was a result of some funny business that went on in Moscow, and the American government responded by imposing sanctions against senior Russian government officials. And the Russian government then responded to the Americans by saying, oh, yeah, well, if you're going to impose sanctions on us, then we're not going to let Americans adopt Russian kids anymore. So there.
Yeah.
And so she came into this meeting supposedly carrying dirt from the Russian government about Hillary Clinton, and instead she just talked about, wouldn't you like to make it possible for American families to adopt Russian kids? All you have to do is repeal the Magnitsky Act. And Jared and Don Jr. were looking at each other going, well, what does this got to do with the campaign against Hillary Clinton? Get out of here.
Right.
Well, it turned out that this woman had hired Fusion GPS herself, and the night before she had the meeting at Trump Tower, she had dinner with Glenn Simpson. And the night after she had the meeting at Trump Tower, she had another meal with Glenn Simpson, which leads a lot of people to wonder, could that have been a Russian government active measure, deliberately sending a Russian agent in? Now they know, if nothing else, the Russians know that senior members of the Trump high command have taken a meeting with a Russian, and that could be used for blackmail purposes. That could be compromising information.
Well, they say
this was never investigated. Yeah. Why wouldn't this be investigated?
Kind of interesting, because he states in the report there was something like 126 contacts between the Russians and Trump campaign. So this must have been one of them, which is a nothing burger, right? So of the 126 contacts they had, you know, were the Russians fishing? And, you know, and how many contacts did the Russians have potentially with the Clinton campaign? Of course, they didn't have to, because the Democrats were so irresponsible in protecting their own information. I mean, this is like, this is insane, because this is like, well, let's leave the door open to the Watergate, you know, to our headquarters. We're just going to leave the door open. The keys are going to be hanging on the door here, and then claim some sort of foul. But, you know, this was all done because of the incompetence of the DNC, was it not, Bill?
Well, I think it was. You've got, you know, you had the American counterintelligence community. The FBI was giving briefings back in 2015, 2016 to everybody saying, be careful about what you're doing security-wise with your email, with your cybersecurity, because we are fending off thousands of attempts daily, thousands of cyber attacks daily. You know, and I can tell you, I used to run campaigns for a living. I used to run statewide campaigns. And I can tell you, almost 20 years ago, back in 2002, 2004, 2006, we were having to pay, as a campaign for federal office, you know, we were having to pay tens of thousands of dollars to security consultants, cybersecurity consultants, to make sure that our systems. Now, we're not talking about a campaign for president. I'm talking about a campaign for Senate or a campaign for Congress.
Exactly.
We were having to pay tens of thousands of dollars every campaign to cybersecurity consultants who could come in and set up the proper firewalls, because I can tell you, I know that my campaigns were hacked previously.
Right.
And, you know, and that was 15 years ago. For goodness sake, by 2016, if you weren't paying attention to cybersecurity, as the DNC clearly wasn't, if you weren't, you were asleep at the switch. You were responsible for, you know, you were falling down on the job is what you were doing.
Well, really, I mean, they've got, you know, and hardly anybody's connecting these dots. Luke Rosiak wrote a definitive book about this, about the Pakistani operative who was involved, with the DNC, had the emails of some 40 Democratic congressmen. And Wasserman Schultz, of course, was throwing a fit because they had gotten a hold of her computer and all hell was breaking loose. And this guy, wholesale download, thumb drive downloads of information, I mean terabytes of information from the DNC, and all that is not even being addressed. Not to mention, as has been talked about and people have laughed, but still, as you say, Bill, you know how serious this is to protect this information. You got John Podesta, we're not talking some low-level operative within the committee. John Podesta uses password for his password.
Yeah,
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And but with about a minute here left, Bill, because, you know, obviously the next couple of days, everybody's going to be talking about Mueller and what goes on. Do you get this sense that he really called balls and strikes in a fair sort of manner, that he played it down the middle as he says he did?
No, not at all. Not at all. He put his thumb on the scale against the president very clearly.
Yeah.
And the ultimate takeaway here is he found insufficient evidence to charge conspiracy, and he chose not to make a charging decision on obstruction of justice. Whereas, if he had found evidence that he believes would have led him to get a conviction in court, I believe he would have indicted. The fact that he didn't is an indication that he didn't think there was indictable material there.
Exactly. And again, we're reminded the due process of we're innocent until proven guilty, including the President of the United States, right? Bill Pascoe with the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund, political director. Thank you, Bill.
This is sponsored by Sprint. Sprint wants customers to connect with friends and family across the globe at amazingly low rates. Today, Sprint is offering an all-new international long-distance call option to Colombia from the United States. Colombia Unlimited includes unlimited calls from the U.S. to mobile phones and landlines in Colombia for just $5 extra per month on select unlimited plans. Alberto Lorente, Director of Multicultural Marketing.
In addition to offering free calls to Mexico, we are excited to now include a valuable service so that more people can communicate with their friends and family in Latin America. At Sprint, we are committed to offering our customers the best value so that they can enjoy international calls at a very low cost.
Add this international option to Sprint Unlimited Basic, Plus, and Premium plans. For more information about this incredible new plan, visit sprint.com/ILD specials.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLEBS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, what's up with the squad? You know, they're not condemning Antifa terrorism. And, you know, where is the media in all this? I mean, we continue to get reports that are very prejudicial and one-sided. I mean, you know, it's just the America that we live in today. This is why it behooves all of us, you know, freedom-fighting Americans to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Tim Graham joins us now, the executive editor of Newsbusters. He's the Media Research Center's director of media analysis, and he's going to break it down for us. Tim, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about this this imbalance of reporting. I mean, clearly, I mean, we're hearing all this negative stuff about, you know, about America and how, you know, red, white, and blue is a problem, especially for these four, you know, progressives from the Democratic Party. But, you know, when the obvious comes up, like, okay, why don't you condemn Antifa? They just flat out ignore it.
And they're allowed to. I mean, this is one of those things where the media, who are conservative or at least not liberal, will ask questions that that these leftists find to be insolent, that you're not supposed to ask. So we had this attack in an ICE facility where a man was shot. He had a rifle and some firebombs or incendiary devices. And the media tried to pretend this story didn't exist. And then so when a Canadian reporter was asking Congresswoman Presley, Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, Congresswoman Omar, they wouldn't answer the question, would you please denounce Antifa, you know, in the wake of this incident? And, of course, these are people who think that ICE should be abolished.
Mm.
So I think this is where you say that these congresswomen and their base of support, and he kind of asked that. The reporter was sort of like, is this your base? Is this, you know, is Antifa, you know, your people?
Right.
Because they just walked along the hallway stone-faced and ignored the question. And they're allowed to do that. And this is the same liberal media that constantly complains there's not enough briefings at the White House. There's not enough interviews of Trump off Fox News. They're always complaining democracy's dying in darkness with the Trump people. But if the you know, these far lefties won't answer questions, well, that's not journalism. I mean, and that's, I think, what basically what the liberal media, the principle they operate on is, we are the truth tellers. We are the fact checkers. And whenever conservatives try to be journalists, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, I mean, it's a pretty academic question, you would think, to ask, and on many levels. I mean, first of all, you know, it's academic. Here you are, you've taken the oath of office to say that you were, as an elected official, you're to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And national security is stated as part of that oath of office. And not to the degree as the President of the United States, but certainly as an elected official. And here you have the country under attack, and you can't answer the most basic of questions. Well, then the voters in these two in these four districts need to take note of this, because as pointed out earlier, Tim, you know, there seems to be a lot of conflict even in the hometown of Ilhan Omar. She may represent a small constituency of radicalized Muslims and sympathizers, but what I am getting is that a majority of moderate Muslims do not relate and accept Ilhan Omar's position.
And not only that, you know, this district in the suburbs of Minneapolis-St. Paul has a strong Jewish population, and that's where you sort of look at this whole question and say, how does this keep happening? The previous congressman there was Keith Ellison, who was Nation of Islam.
Right.
Who was meeting with Farrakhan, and you just keep wondering, what is going on in this particular district?
Yeah.
Just among the Jewish voters, that the Jewish voters aren't...
Their voices are negated.
They're electing the most anti-Semitic people.
Right. Yeah, how does that make sense? I mean, is there ballot harvesting going on there, too?
Well, I don't know. These parts of Minneapolis and St. Paul, I went to college in Minnesota. I mean, they're yellow dog Democrats. They are very, very Democrat. But this is where it's all about the primary process.
Mm.
And they had the ability, with Keith Ellison running for attorney general of the state, he actually won that race. You would just think, yeah, well, why don't you nominate somebody who isn't this nuts? The danger here really isn't in the districts of these congresswomen. The danger is that they become the branding for Democrats across the country. And this is why the liberal media wants to constantly come to these women's defense, and they want to constantly sort of suggest that they're not radical, when they're quite clearly radical and everybody can see it. You know, they're out there now saying we need Rashida Tlaib wants a $20 an hour minimum wage.
Right.
This week they were talking about making sure that they have taxpayer-funded abortions for illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
These sorts of proposals just make the average voter, not a Republican, the average voter going, what is this?
Exactly. Well, and then we see video of Tlaib during President Trump's campaign being escorted out of a campaign stop, yelling and screaming like a lunatic. You know, and this is an elected, you know, government official, out of Michigan. I mean, this is sad. And not to mention, you know, you got AOC chases Amazon out of their district, and where you see that Amazon's headquarters was going to be was quite the blighted area. And here you had solid six-figure jobs coming to the market. I mean, it'll revitalize that community. And basically, she single-handedly chased Amazon out of that district.
This is what socialists do. And again, I don't think, unless Congressman Crowley decides to challenge her again, I don't think these women are in any danger. I think it's the other, again, it's the other Democrats in other districts in states like Pennsylvania that are going to have an issue here, where they got elected on sort of a we're not talking about Trump platform.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of, you know, we're going to run as local Democrats. You're not going to be able to be local Democrats if this is the branding for the Democrats.
Yeah,
and the media knows this. That's why they're just all ignoring anything that makes these people look radical. And the fact checkers in the media, or the so-called independent fact checkers, all running around playing defense for AOC, playing defense for Ilhan Omar. Those guys can say all kinds of crazy junk about who Trump is.
Right.
Ilhan Omar had a tweet the other day that Trump wants to export all the black and brown people.
Yes,
do you think the fact checkers got on that? No.
Yeah. No, it all fits their narrative, and as you've been reporting on this, Tim, you know, this is endless. I mean, you know, the Mueller hearing is taking place as well, and the conclusions that I believe that some of these representatives are making, you know, from the committee, they're not even in the context of the report themselves, but they're saying things. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, how that's going to be reported. You know, and no big surprise here. I think anybody with a conservative perspective is going to see what's going on. They're, you know, the media is going to take what fits their agenda, and they'll run with it and make conclusions that Bob Mueller did not say, nor did he make.
Yes, I mean, I think that there is an obsession here that they never let go, and that is they're so upset that they actually narrowly lost this election that it can't be about them. The media can't accept that there's something the media did wrong, that maybe their excesses were part of the role here. It's got to be somebody's Facebook memes. It can't be the New York Times. It can't be ABC News. It has to be the Russians messing around with Twitter. And so they're so convinced of a conspiracy theory they have not been able to prove. Mueller did not sign on to the conspiracy theory. I still think that the president's right, that this was a team of angry Democrats, that, you know, just chock full of Clinton supporters.
Right.
And they still couldn't find it. And that, to me, ought to be the end of it. But they just keep saying, oh, well, when people actually hear him speak for 10 minutes, everything will change. If everyone would read the book, that everything would change. Now the hearing today, well, this is the movie treatment of the book, so now everything will change. It doesn't change.
No, it doesn't. Well, again, if you're an ideologue, your perception is, you know, on either side, it's influenced accordingly. There's no doubt about it. That's, but as you said from the get-go, the whole deal was a setup. I mean, it was rigged. I mean, you didn't even have one Republican, you know, attorney involved. You had all these, you know, Clinton operatives or influencers involved in this prosecution, in the special prosecution. What did you expect?
And the man sitting next to Mueller today, this Aaron Zebley,
mm-hmm.
was representing people of, you know, who helped Hillary's private email server. You know, it's just no end to them having what looks like a very partisan probe. And of course, the liberal media have presented Mueller as a demigod. I'm not even kidding you. Time magazine was comparing him to the demigod Nemesis. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, the thing is, help me with this one, Tim. Maybe you got the answer. I don't know how he concludes that the Russians were particularly in favor of Donald Trump.
Well, it's certainly not the way it's turned out.
Well, certainly, and it's not. I'm not picking that up in the report, but that was one statement that he concluded, was that clearly the Russians wanted Donald Trump, you know, to win over Hillary Clinton. When Hillary Clinton, I mean, there were so many self-inflicted wounds by Hillary Clinton and the DNC. It's just, I don't know, this is such a circus and a very costly one and a waste of time for all of America, sadly. Tim Graham, executive editor of Newsbusters on Bill Martinez Live. Tim, always appreciate you on the show. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that.